It's Here and Now, and we've taken a little field trip. We're in East Boston right now, standing outside a couple of shipping containers, old shipping containers. They're green and white, and I'm here with two people who have turned this into a very different kind of shipping container, John Friedman and Brad McNamara. They are the founders of what's called Freight Farms. Guys, thanks for joining me.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, so tell me what exactly this is, because it's not just a bunch of merchandise that's come over from China and is sitting here until somebody buys it.
That's right. So you're looking at Freight Farms, and it's an insulated shipping container that we retrofit into farms that we can bring all over the world and to places that don't have access to food. So we take those shipping containers and basically retrofit them with all the materials needed to grow automatically in any environment.
And you started this back in 2010. How did you get this idea?
Well, John and I actually got together in 2009 around the idea of urban rooftop development focused on greenhouse production and hydroponics, and realized that there was a much larger opportunity to empower more people in different spaces than just your unused roof space.
It's kind of an odd idea for a startup.
Yeah. I mean, when we first started telling people what we were going to do and then what we were doing, more than one person was rightfully suspicious. And I think once we got them to the why, which everyone understands that, you know, when you want lettuce in New England right now, it's coming from really far away.
Because it's very cold outside right now.
Mm-hmm. It is extremely cold outside right now. And it's actually one of the warmer days this week. So that tells you something, because we're standing here in between four shipping containers that are just chock full of thousands and thousands of green plants.
So you're trying to meet a consumer need, but there is more to it than that. What is the why?
Well, when you look at where food comes from, it's all around the world. And the biggest problems that we face when we're shipping food from different areas, it's coming from one side of the country as it's picked, traveling through a truck, and then into a distribution channel where you'll see a lot of touches throughout the way. So we're trying to eliminate that food miles that you see with food.
All right, well, let's take a look inside one of these freight farms. And I should say immediately, it smells really good in here. I think I smell like basil.
That's right. We're growing quite a bit of basil here. It's head-to-toe basil in vertical towers. So you'll see this glowing pink light when you first walk in. Those are pink and blue LEDs that you're seeing.
And that's not because this turns into a disco later at night.
Well, it could. It could. But mostly people just grow plants in here. Mostly lettuces, leafy greens. You want to probably focus on herbs and things that are going to be growing for a lettuce or a salad, if you will.
And this is 24 hours a day. You have to pump sort of warmer air in here and keep these lights going?
We actually don't run heat elements in our farms because it is a sealed, insulated container. So the system actually balances intake and exhaust with the ambient excess heat created by the pumps and the lights.
So how many employees do you have at this point?
We have 13 people, and we're growing strong.
And what about customer-wise? How many people have said to you, we have a need for this?
Between 50 and 100 people a month are coming into us just saying, I want to get involved, I want to start growing food in my community for, and then name the reason.
All right, and while we've been talking here, another noise has started up. What is that?
That was the pump. So the system is all controlled and monitored via digital control system. So each system is on timers and sensors that feeds back to a central brain. So this system, you know, growing basil, it's on a certain timer for the irrigation system. So when it needs to, it clicks on. When it's done, it clicks off.
Now, we think of startups, we think of them as being high tech. This, to me, feels low tech. I'm standing inside of a shipping container that's growing plants and vegetables. What's high tech about this?
Well, I mean, a lot of what you don't see is very high tech. So what's behind the scenes in terms of the sensors, the monitors, but then also all of the custom infrastructure that had to be designed and built. But what really kind of takes it to the next level is each farm is a Wi-Fi enabled hotspot. So your farm gets put down, is plugged in, and it's immediately on the web. And all of our farms are connected to our network so that our farmers use our Farmhand mobile app to monitor their farms 24/7. They can set alerts, they can set alarms.
And John, you just pulled up on your phone, it says 68 degrees.
Yeah, so what you're looking at here is basically your mobile dashboard. So if you're at home and it's really cold outside, your farm's covered in snow, you don't actually have to leave your house to go check on things. So you can peek in, see how your nutrients are doing, see how your pH levels are doing, as well as peek into live video in the farm, so you can actually see, you know, is it time to pick my produce yet, or can I wait a couple more days?
What would be the definition of success for you 5 years from now? How many different shipping containers would you like to see in 5 years that are freight farms?
Thousands, 10,000s, 100,000s. You know, we see a lot of potential in a lot of other countries besides the U.S. especially, who don't have access to food, who either have a large urban sprawl or just don't have the distribution system that we have here in the U.S.
John Friedman and Brad McNamara, the founders of Freight Farms, which has sold about 25 units so far, starting around $76,000 a piece. So who are the customers? Who wants to run a freight farm? I met Sean and Connie Cooney in theirs and asked them why they got into the business.
Well, both of us were in different careers and decided it was time to do something we've never done before. Sean is actually familiar with freight farms, and one thing led to another, and we took the bite.
But why farm this way instead of just buying plots of land and farming the traditional way?
Well, it seemed like it was the only, looking at it, the only scalable way to do it, so that you could grow up a business to a scale that would make sense and do it in a city, as opposed to having to go up to acres and acres and acres of land further away from the city. So in a city, you can grow enough produce using this technology to make a scalable business. So you can sell wholesale as well as retail and have a real business.
So what's in here?
Well, we're growing a lot of greens. In this freight, we have some cilantro, mustard green, wild mint, kale, sorrel.
Well, let me try one of these. What is this?
That's
here?
That's a frilly mustard green.
Oh, wow. See, it's like I just put some wasabi in my mouth.
Exactly. Yeah, catches you by surprise in that last bite.
Very good, though.
That's definitely a restaurant-driven product.
And we're at the point that we're asking, see what the restaurants want. Most of our produce we sell to the restaurants.
Through
wholesale. We're not in the business of distributing it ourselves. So we're looking to see what they're interested in, they always want whatever is the new item.
And does it grow as well in here as it would outside?
Well, one of the major differences is that it grows 365 days a year.
And it grows faster.
And the quality of it is good?
Yeah, the quality is great. As long as you give them the right nutrients, they taste either as good or better than what you'd buy from coming out of a dirt farm.
And by the way, I should say, it looks like a library stacks. That's what this reminds me of. I feel like there are a lot of different lines of, how do we describe this, hanging
towers,
plants?
You know, or towers that I can see why you'd say it was a library, because we do have them all labeled and when the date that we planted it.
And you can expand and contract them when you want to open one up so you can get the plants out?
Sure, yes.
Oh, wow, you just take it right off there.
And then hang it up on a hook.
Oh, wow, look at that. So what's that in there?
This is Gruner.
It's a purslane.
This was planted about just 2 weeks ago, and so it has a little bit longer to grow.
It's a salad green.
And is all the maintenance of it automatic in this thing, or do you have to come over and water it and that sort of thing?
Well, the maintenance is not automatic, but the actual running is fairly automatic. We set it up, it's computer controlled, and it's watered on time, nutrients are added on time, the lights come on schedule. There's still a lot of farm work going on. You know, even though a lot of stuff is automatic, you still have to come in and take care of the plants and do stuff.
You're modern farmers, but you still have to farm.
Right, and we like to think of it as farming by computer, but we still get our hands in there.
Yeah. The computer part basically is the Mother Nature part. Instead of the rain, the computer waters the plants and turns the lights on.
But you've still got to come over and talk to the plants.
Exactly.
Yes.
Keep them happy.
Yes, we do.
Okay, so this is the question that at this point I'm wondering, which is, has it become a profitable business at this point?
I think it's a break-even business at this point. This is like a phase two for us. We've got everything running. It's a break-even business, and now we're concentrating on growing the right stuff in the right quantities to make it a profitable business.
Is it expensive to keep these things in this lot, for example, like just parking these shipping containers in a lot? Is that a hard thing to do?
It took a long time to find a landlord willing to let us rent the land. Most landlords wanted to rent land and a building, but we found a great landlord, and he's more than willing to let us just rent the land. And it's fairly expensive, but it's not exorbitant. I mean, when you consider this is probably the equivalent of 4 acres of land.
4 shipping containers are the equivalent of 4 acres of land?
Yeah, pretty much, in terms of the amount of produce you can grow from it. And so that the amount we pay just to rent the 2,000 square feet we're renting is pretty cheap.
Sean and Connie Cooney in their freight farm in East Boston, Massachusetts. You can see photos of the farms inside and out at our website, hereandnow.org. Freight Farms, by the way, raised almost $4 million in December from a venture capital firm, bringing their total funding to around $5 million.